It's time for Your Care, Our Mission with the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and we've been graced 2 weeks in a row to speak to Bree Birdie from the hospital. Hello, Bree.
Hi, Craig.
Getting ready for the Make-A-Wish softball game. Give us a little bit of the history of this, because this has been going on for a couple of years now. Is that correct, or have I read something wrong?
Yes. No, you're correct. We started it back in 2023, and we honestly just had an idea for how can we raise money for Make-A-Wish Humboldt County, and how can we get everyone involved and also make it fun for everyone. So we kind of used some of our local resources and pulled together the Iowa football team and the ISU football team to come do a charity softball game and just help us raise money for our county's Make-A-Wish, which basically that means that if we reach our $300,000 goal, which we are, I think I'm right about $10,000 off from, so we're hoping this game solidifies that. But once we reach that goal, that guarantees a wish for a Humboldt County kid forever, one for each year forever.
Wow, that's awesome. That forever, that's... There's no time limit on forever. Forever.
There's no time limit. Correct.
Well,
yes.
Past. Well, when you and I are both long gone, forever will still continue to be going on in this way, the Make-A-Wish. So does that mean that this is going to be the last softball game? You won't have to do one next year, or are you going to continue to do it?
This is going to be our last one.
Oh,
so
okay.
This will be the last time we pull this together.
Oh.
So we're just kind of trying to get the word out, like, hey, if you want to come meet some of your local heroes or your Iowa State heroes and get their autograph and see them, make sure to come to this because this will be the last one.
Wow. Okay. So that gives it a little more of a of an urgency to it. You got to make sure you come to this one and help out. What is the date of it and what's the pertinent details?
All right. So it's actually going to take place on Father's Day, which is Sunday, June 21st. And it's going to take place at the Humboldt High School softball field. So we'll do that again. And gates will open at 4 p.m. and the game will start about 6 p.m. So the game is relatively quick because we got to get those Hawkeyes and Cyclones back home so they can get back to football camp and all that good stuff. But the admission is just going to be $10 per person. You can prepay online or you can pay at the gate. So either one of those, but it'll be a great day. We'll have a meal available. There'll be kids' activities, inflatables. We'll do the home run derby again, and we'll do a live auction in between innings again.
And plus, you know, it's going to go fast because we're talking about, you know, I mean, these are college athletes. We're not talking about, you know, you and I playing. It's, you know,
these are
people who know what they're doing when it comes to sports and stuff. So any other information you need to pass along, you know, how they can get a hold of you if they have any questions or anything?
Yeah, if they've got questions, they can reach out to me directly at the hospital and just call the hospital line and ask for me, which is 515-332-4200. Or if they go on to our website on humbolthospital.org, they can find out more information there. But yeah, it's going to be a great day. We're very excited, and I'm excited it'll be the last one. It does take a lot of work to get all of these, you know, loose ends tied up and make this type of thing work, and it's usually on a short time frame. So, but it's worth it. Definitely at the end, and once we reach that $300,000, it's going to be so worth it.
That is awesome that it's going to fund it basically infinity. That's, very rarely do you have any kind of a fundraiser that just, you know, you don't have to do anymore because it's funded everything you need to do. So that's awesome. Thank you, Bree Birdie.
Absolutely.
From the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, Your Care, Our Mission. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Craig.